Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining me today here on Mental Note. I am so glad that I have you in attendance on this Monday, October 10th, the year 2022. I'm your host, Stephanie Summerhill, a.k.a. SS. Glad you're here joining me. Guys, I just wanted to quickly remind you that I will be uploading shows every Monday after 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I try and record every Monday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard. I'm a little bit later today. It's 1 o'clock, but if you'd like to call in, feel free. The guest call-in number is 563-999-3795. Jot it down. Take a note. 563-999-3795. Would love to hear from you. So I'm going to jump right into today's topic, guys, which is speak for me. Speak for me. And the reason why the topic is speak for me, because I'm wondering how many of us have someone that can actually speak for us in the event that we can't speak for ourselves. You know, I think that many times we choose our friends and our partners and even our healthcare professionals on a very superficial level. You know, we don't go deep enough when we're choosing people that are going to be in our life in a significant way, because, you know, anything could happen. You know, we live in a time where, or for even from the beginning of time, because, you know, this goes back to Jesus and the disciples and who his crew was and who he had speaking for him and who he had in his company, you know, everybody from John to Judas. So, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But that's why it's on my mind. It's because, you know, I think about that. I think about it for myself, for my family, friends, my children, like who's in my life, who's in their life. You know, if I can't show up for my kids for whatever reason and they're in a situation, do they have people around them that can speak for them in a way that they would speak for themselves? And, you know, a lot of times that's just not the case. That's just not the case. And I don't know if, you know, I'm here to just, you know, make you think about it. That's what Mental Note is giving you things that you should probably want to think about. You know, things that kind of, that we don't already think about enough. And I think that is one of the things, is like, who is around us? Who do we have around us? I see all the memes about, you know, make sure your crew is 100. And, you know, even when I was growing up, guys, I had, you know, my parents and the adults around me that would say, be careful who you make a friend. Be careful who you have around you. You start dating a guy, be careful, you know, who is he? You know, what kind of person is he? Be careful. But no one really explains why it's so important. Sure, it's important because you don't want anyone, you know, backstabbing you or lying on you or putting you in a situation where you're in harm's way or in any situation. You want good people around you. You want people you can trust with integrity and so on and so forth. But you also want people in your life that can speak for you. Case in point, guys, I'm going to tell you a story, and, you know, I always kind of keep the names to myself to protect the innocent, and just because, you know, I'm just not the type of person that tells people's business, but I do want to tell you a story, and it's actually a personal story of mine. I had someone very close to me that was in a car accident, and although I wasn't the nearest person to him, you know, there were other people that I assume would be considered closer to him, family members. This was a family member, I'll say that much. So if my family's listening, they know exactly who I'm speaking of. But at any rate, he was in a car accident, and he was incapacitated. So he had brain damage. He was in a coma, couldn't speak for himself. And it was during the time of COVID, you know, when COVID was really at its heightened state. So it was during that time where when you go into the hospital, only maybe one person could visit you at a time. And so, you know, not very many people could come and see you and that sort of thing. So I was actually able to, because there again, I say people were closer to him, but I was the first person to get there in the hospital to see him, right? I was out of town. I wasn't even in the same city where he was, but I made sure that I got there to see how he was doing, to kind of check on his care, that sort of thing, because he, like I said, he was a very important person to me. And so get there, but in the meantime, someone else in my family, because his mother was deceased, someone else in my family had already contacted the hospital, whomever, and said that they would be speaking on his behalf, right? And so there was this whole mix-up about who could speak on his behalf, because as he only had one sibling, and his sibling not where he could speak on his behalf, and his mom was deceased, and so his dad, who was also very ill, his family came into the picture some kind of way and said, you know what, well, his dad is still living, so his dad can speak on his behalf, which was not necessarily true because, there again, his dad was very ill also. So here we have my family member in the hospital, incapacitated, can't speak for himself, and no one really had been assigned to speak for him, like he didn't have anything in writing, and he didn't really have a significant other that could speak for him. He had a significant other, but not one that I would say could speak for him, guys, if you get my drift. Like, didn't have the capacity to ask the questions needed to be asked about his care and, you know, things like that. So needless to say, my relative passed away. And to this day, because this has only been like a couple of years ago, to this day, I still feel something from that, which is why I'm having to talk about it and then also warn you or just give you a little insight on this type of situation so that you can think about it for yourself. Make sure, guys, that when you are qualifying people to be in your life, that they can speak for you, that they can speak on your behalf, because if not, you may find yourself in a situation like my dear relative. Guys, this is Mental Note, you know, and where great minds and music meet. And I do believe in all things peace and love. So I'm saying this with love, guys, because I feel like the situation could have possibly been different had he had the right people in his life. So now he's just one example. Even since then, I have witnessed other situations similar to that, where people are in situations, they're incapacitated, not maybe, you know, with brain injuries, but still unable to speak for themselves, take care of themselves, you know, and not really have the right people. You know, when I say not having the right people, I'm talking about you got people around you that's on drugs. You know, you got people around you that are alcoholics. you got people around you who can't pay their bills, who have no sense of responsibility. You know, you just have the wrong people around you. You have people around you that really don't care about themselves, so how can they possibly care enough about you to care about the quality of your health or, you know, something as simple, guys, as getting into a business deal or, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be your health. It could be other situations that happen in your life where you don't have the right people around to speak for you, you know? So you just have to be careful about who you allow in your life. And I know you've heard this over and over again, but I don't know if you've heard it from that perspective. But just thought I would share that today, and hope you get something from that, guys. Remember, you can share your own mental note with me. You can join me at Mental Note TV, you know, on the Instagram and on Twitter, and leave, you know, your comments and your thoughts about this topic, guys. Who do you have speaking for you? And if something was to happen in your life where you couldn't show up, maybe, you know, you had a big deal going on. You needed someone to sit in your place, to be able to communicate what is happening in regards to the deal. Do you have someone like that in your life? Because we can't be all places at all times. You know, we're just one person, right? So you have to make sure that you have the right people in your life. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic partner, guys. I'm talking about friends. I'm talking about even family. Like, is there anyone in your family that you can rely upon to show up in your absence? That's the kind of thing that I'm thinking about, guys. That's what I think about. Because I have seen it go so crazy. I have seen it go, like, so just couldn't believe it. And people have actually died, not just my relatives. I've seen other people actually die because they didn't have the right people around them to speak for them, to care for them. And that is, you know, a crazy situation. And especially people, you know, that has a certain amount of wealth. I have a friend who has cancer. Very wealthy individual. And although, you know, she knows a lot of people, you know, she has a lot of so-called, I guess, friends. I don't know. But when I ask her, you know, who do you have in place for this or for that or, you know, whatever, it's still something that she has to think about, in the sense that, because you would think she would be able to call up on her family, right, before, like, say, me. And we're not close friends. Actually, I worked with her, and we became friendly, so I don't even know if I would call her a true friend. But, you know, we are associates. But that's something that I put on her mind, like, okay, you're going through these treatments, you know, you're having to take care of yourself, in a sense. She doesn't have children. She is married. However, there was some situation going on within her marriage, so it's not that everything is tight like it needs to be, right? So I asked her, you know, if you end up in the hospital and say you can't speak for yourself, who you want your husband to do that for you? Or do you have someone, you know, she's older, so her parents have passed away, and she's not close to her brothers and sisters, because she has siblings. They're friendly, but they're not where they're in each other's business like that, because they all are quite successful and kind of went on their own way. So, you know, guys, just think about it. That's all. Just think about it. That is today's mental note. Thank you so much for joining me. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Until we speak again, I'm out.